the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west. Oh, the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old bed, oh. Gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey. Riding down to Santa Fe. Riding down to Santa Fe, gonna see the boss and I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get that ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old Beto. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey. Riding down to Santa Fe.
Howdy, friends. This is Foy Willing, inviting you to move right in and make yourselves at home while the Riders of the Purple Sage and myself sing and play for you and bring you another story of the West.
Yeah, and we want them all to relax and listen.
That's right, Terry. So throw your hat in the corner and put your spurs up on the table and lean back and listen, because here comes that swell old-timer among my souvenirs.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens left within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I find a broken heart among my
right, boys, rest up those fine voices of yours just a minute while we talk about everybody's favorite food, bread. You know, folks, we're not just claiming that bread is everybody's favorite food. Bread is the one food people eat day in and day out, which makes Weber's bread, the most popular bread made hereabouts, just about everybody's favorite food in Southern California. Now, please don't get the wrong idea, folks. We like steak and chicken and other good dishes just as well as you do. But for everyday downright good eating, we'll go along with the crowd and take Weber's bread every time. Weber's fresh baked taste goes over with the whole family, morning, noon, and night. Weber's bread is always fresh and soft when you buy it, and it stays soft as a new marshmallow right to the last slice. Folks, hope you've got a loaf of Weber's bread in the bread box right now. If not, buy the bread in the bright blue gingham wrapper soon, and let that good taste make Weber's bread your favorite food.
I couldn't believe it was true, says the title of the next song. But you can bet that it's true that Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage have styled it in the finest Western manner. Boys, take it and prove it.
Last night I came home and I knocked on the door. I called to my love as I oft had before. I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name.
I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true, Lord, Lord.
My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged in years.
I couldn't believe it was true.
I found a note there and a message I read. The truth like a bolt from the blue in the dawn. My sweetheart had left me, my darling had gone.
I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord.
My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged in years.
I couldn't believe it was true.
The shock was so great, I am shivering yet. I've tried to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreak and loss is another man's gain. Her happiness always, I hope, will remain.
I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true, Lord, Lord.
My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged in years.
I couldn't believe it was true.
Foy, there must be just the right song in your book of Western music to exactly fit these few minutes before we tell a story.
Well, Terry, there's a mighty smooth ballad in our library called No One to Cry To.
Well, partner, get your library card stamped at the front desk and let's check the song out and let it circulate. The Riders of the Purple Sage and No One to Cry To.
Troubles too. No one to sigh to, no one could hold me tight. No one to cheer me when I'm blue. I go home to my lonely room and find there's no one there. And each night I beg of you, please answer this one prayer.
And give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love you.
Something very wrong. Oh, please forgive me, dear. Won't you promise from now on I'll always find you near?
Please give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper.
Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage have another story for you today. It's an adventure that happened in that great western land they know so well. And it's called Windmill on the River. Railroads, highways, air lanes crisscross what was once the wide open west. Cowhands roll into town in station wagons or pickup trucks. But the wide country is still there if you'll turn off the road and find it. And you can still saddle a horse and ride through a million acres of wildflowers, or follow a canyon stream from morning till sunset without ever hearing the motors of our modern day. Out there in the big country, the West is still the West. A country where you can run into trouble without trying. And a country where you can't call on the neighbors or the cop on the corner for help. The neighbors may be 40 miles away. The laws the deputy sheriff gets around once in 6 months. Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage were on a hunting trip in the Blue River Canyon country when they ran into a little package of trouble. And for once, the law was right on the spot. Sheriff Jim Lewis was with them on the trip. Well, it was one of those perfect southwestern mornings. The horses were full of run and the trail ahead was downhill and shady.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Whoa, easy. Hey, what's the matter with that horse of yours, Foy? Doesn't he like my singing?
Maybe not, Al. He's a California horse, and that's an Oklahoma song.
Oklahoma, California, what's the difference? Maybe both places are having a beautiful morning.
Hey, you'll have to argue that out with Foy's California horse, Al. Now, me, I've always figured that an Arizona quarter horse like mine can just run the ears off anything from California, Oklahoma, or anywhere else.
Yeah?
Sheriff, you've got yourself a proposition. Let's make it from here down to that windmill on the river.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm in this, too. I don't know where my horse is from, but he and I are upholding the honor of all homeless cow ponies.
Okay. Get ready? Let's go.
Hey,
come on, Bob, faster.
Let's go, homeless.
Get out there, boy. Come on. That horse can really run out.
I'll try and catch me. Come on,
baby. Come on, I'm gaining on you.
Oh, you'll never make it.
Faster, fella, faster.
I guess old homeless and me kind of showed you up, huh, Foy?
You sure did. Nice going, Sheriff.
Oh, that's right. I was so busy watching Foy finish second to me that I didn't even watch you, Sheriff. How far away were you?
Oh, about 6 lengths.
Well, 6 lengths is about right, Al. But he was in front of you. Meet the champ.
Well, I'll be doggone.
You were so busy feeding me your dust that you never looked to see how far you and Homeless were getting whipped.
Well, it was a good race anyhow.
Well, let's cool out our horses and give them a drink out of the river. And then let's get on with her hunting.
Yeah, good idea.
It's a fine pool right down there by that windmill.
Yeah. Say, Sheriff, isn't that windmill something new?
Yeah, by golly, you're right, Foy. That's old man Harker's cabin down below there, but he never had no windmill.
Well, just what does the old boy need with a windmill anyhow with the whole dad burn blue river running past his front door?
Well, that's a good question, eh?
I think I got a better one, Sheriff.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, why is that windmill spinning around like a pinwheel when there isn't enough wind to blow the smoke away from your cigarette?
Huh? Well, I'll be darned if you're not right, Foy.
Well, now, that's just plain silly. Everybody knows it takes wind to make a windmill go.
Al, believe it or not, you're looking at a windmill that goes without wind.
Hmm. You know, Foy, I haven't seen old man Harker in town for a couple of months. Let's say we cross over to the cabin and get him to explain this windmill business.
All right, let's go. That boy.
Come on. Come on, after it.
You know, the more I see of that windmill, the funnier it looks. It's got funny-looking blades, and it's awful new and shiny.
Hey, going around the sun like that, it's flashing enough down there blind a fella.
Well, it looks like we can take the horses across here.
Yeah, follow that sandbar across by the big rock.
Yeah. Come on, boy.
In you go, boy. In you go.
Hey, whoa. Whoa, easy, Hallmark. Whoa!
Right now.
Well, look at our bronc, Twister.
Homeless doesn't like the water.
That's better.
Nice ride, Al. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll get you a job in the rodeo.
Oh, you take it. I like my horses with all 4 feet right on the ground.
Or in the river.
Oh. Right up here. Come on.
Yeah. That boy.
Hey, Ford, let's have a look at that windmill before we go down to the cabin.
Yeah. I wonder what he's for.
And probably to irrigate that alfalfa patch out and back.
Could be. But what makes it go? Not wind.
Well, here's where we find out.
Whoa.
Easy, boy.
Well, I'll be darned.
A water wheel. A river drives that shaft and turns a windmill.
Hey, that's a right smart invention. You don't need wind.
It's a smart invention, all right. But if there's enough water to run a water wheel, why the windmill?
And if you got a windmill, where's the pump? And where's the pipes? Boy, this here windmill is here for just one reason.
What's that?
It's here for people to see. Just for looks, that's all.
Ah, shucks. Ain't there enough scenery in this canyon without no phony props like that?
Maybe Republic's been shooting a new Roy Rogers picture up here.
Well, that could be, all right.
Oh, look out! Right out.
Hit the dirt.
And he's right.
Oh, there he is. Down by the cabin.
Say, keep him busy, Sheriff. Al and I will work down the riverbank and cover him.
Ooh. He don't even ask me if I want to volunteer.
Do you?
Well, sure. Let's go. Say, if this is a Republic picture, we sure walked into a busy scene.
This is no picture, brother. This is the real thing. Somebody didn't like our snooping around that windmill. Around this rock now.
In here.
Drop that gun. You're covered.
What's it?
Don't turn around. Drop it, I said.
Si, senor.
Okay, Sheriff. We got him. Search him, Al. Yeah. Keep a gun on him for a while. I'm going to have a look at that cabin.
Sneak up on it, Foy, and keep your coat handy. Might be another one of these rattlers inside.
I'll watch out.
Where is he, Foy?
Al's got him. Come on with me.
Yeah, good work, Foy. You heading for the cabin?
Yeah. If there was anyone else around, he'd probably have dealt himself in before this. But we might as well play it safe.
Yeah. Hey, we look it over first. Who bushwhacked us? Old man Harker?
No. Short, dark fella. Looked plenty tough and spoke Spanish.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, here's the cabin. You kick open the door and stand back.
Okay.
All right, you're covered in there. All right, then, blame it, I'm covered. I've been covered for 3 months day and night. Come on in, shut the door.
Harker, I wasn't sure we'd find you alive.
Howdy, Sheriff. Well, it's about time you got around to taking care of some of the shenanigans going on in the county. Where you been?
Well, I never thought of paying a professional call here. You always been a law-abiding gent.
No, cut out the social palaver and untie me from this dad-ratted chair.
I'll cut you loose, Mr. Harker.
Sheriff, have I got a story to tell you?
There you are.
That's bitter. Them smugglers tie me up every time somebody rides up the road. And been a-doing it ever since they took over 3 months ago.
Smugglers?
Yep. Flying in aliens.
landing in my alfalfa patch and hiding them poor souls in my cabin till they can get them out in trucks.
Well, doggone.
Not a darn thing I could do. They watched me every minute. Anytime I made a move, they threatened to kill me.
But right on a road like this, seems to me somebody should have stumbled onto the setup, seen the planes landing or something.
No, they're too smart. Plane never comes in when there's anyone in the road or up in the canyon.
We only caught one. Where are the rest of them?
Out with the plane in the trucks. I just left my guard. He's the lookout, too.
Hey, look, they're liable to be back any minute. We better get some help in here.
Oh, they won't come back while the windmill's running.
The windmill? What about it? That's what brought us across the river.
Smart stunt. You notice how big and shiny it is?
We sure did.
See it for miles in the sun. That's their signal not to land or bring no trucks up the road.
Now, that really is a smart stunt. Who'd suspect a windmill?
Except for one thing.
Yep, that's right. They forgot one thing. I knowed it, but I never told them. Hey, tell me something.
What's that?
I ain't been outside at all today. I ain't, and I...
If you want to know whether the wind's blowing, it isn't. Not a bit.
Ah, my cracky. Congratulations, young fella. You're the first one that ever come riding up that road and saw that windmill running without no wind.
Okay. Now, you deputies spread out along the landing strip and behind the cabin. When the ship lands, wait for my signal and cover them all. We'll catch them with the good.
Okay, yeah, sir.
Mr. Harker, will the trucks come in at the same time?
Yep. As soon as we stop the windmill, they'll start up the canyon road.
Okay. Al, let's ride over and disconnect that water wheel. We'll pull these crooks into the trap with their own signal.
Okay, boy. Now, hold still, homeless. You make me downright unhappy sometimes.
I'll bet that horse of yours can outbuck anything from Arizona, Oklahoma, or California.
That's no bet. But I'll run you a little race down to that windmill.
Oh, no, you won't. It was a race down to that windmill that started this. This time, we're going just for the ride. Get up, boy. Get up, Homer. And for Pete's sake, take it easy.
They say apple pie and hot dogs are typical American food. Well, maybe so. But we'd like to put in a vote for good Weber's bread, the soft, fresh loaf and the bright blue gingham wrapper that most folks hereabouts buy every day. You'll have to excuse us for being so proud of our product, but you see, bread like Weber's bread doesn't just happen. To make perfect bread takes more than good ovens and good intentions. To produce fine, fragrant bread like Weber's bakers make every day, well, it takes skill and experience in mixing all those fresh, good ingredients, plus the honest aim of giving folks the best bread they can buy for the money. Now, friends, we don't ask that you run out tonight and buy a loaf of Weber's bread. All we'd like to see you do is try a loaf of Weber's bread soon, so you can taste for yourself why people in this part of the world are pretty well sold on that good Weber's flavor. Look for Weber's bright blue gingham wrapper next time you buy bread, won't you? Bye.
The All-Star Western Theater Spotlight swings again to the smooth music of the Riders of the Purple Sage. Here in a song is the feel of our western land and the sadness of a cowboy's farewell. So long to the Red River Valley.
So long to the Red Valley. My roping and wrangling is through, and so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse, where we dream the hours away. Just send my
sweeten my heart with a song. For where I'll be traveling, nobody knows. I'll have to be moving.
To the Red River Valley, my rope in and wrangling is through, and so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where we dream the hours away. Just send my mail to the end of the rain. So long to the Red River Valley.
Time for us to saddle up and ride, friends. We're glad you could make the party, and we hope you'll be with us again next week. This is Foy Willing, speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, Bud Siebert, the writers of the Purple Sage, and saying thanks to George Hogan and Tom Holland, who helped us tell our story. Thanks also to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs the program. So long, friends, and may your trail be downhill and shady.
You've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles. KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles.